Okay, this is the activation for the August membership upgrade call. So this is going to be a very deep activation. So you may leave your body for this, and that's okay. However you experience this, we want you to be as open as you can be and as relaxed as you can be so that your body can receive very deeply into the DNA, RNA, chromosomes and genes. So this is going to be in part a very deep DNA activation. All right, let's call in the comedy team. And you're going to give an assignment to your comedy team to go to all those that you know personally that are having a bit of a hard time with all of this, that are in some level of internal struggle, trying to make sense of the mask thing, the lockdown, contact tracing, everything. The protests, the marches, the elections, the news, the contradictory news, everything. We're going to invite your pets. We're going to ask Ariel, the Archangel Ariel, to watch over your pets and to bring as much healing to their bodies as they can allow so that they are not affected by the human condition. Okay, so let's breathe in through the nose and exhale either out through the mouth or through the nose, palms facing upwards. Actually, let's put our hands to form like a cradle over your lap. So it's like your hands were cradling each other, forming a cradle of light that's going to be circulating throughout your abdominal area and the your chest area as well. So begin to feel this cradling energy moving through your digestive system and through the liver and the gallbladder and your kidneys, your stomach, your colon, your small and large intestines, your spleen, your gallbladder, pancreas, your lungs. Yeah, we're going to call forth the pillars of light, but we're also going to call forth a golden and silver, two orbs of light, one golden and one silver, to be placed on either side of your body. And these orbs are going to help facilitate a rebalancing of your chakra system. So it'll be like a reset. It's going to be a reset, an upgrade to your next new normal chakra functioning. And these balls of light come from the angelics. And you can use these balls of light, silver and gold, in your meditations. All right, feel the four pillars of light activating. You're also going to ask for these pillars of light to be placed physically, etherically, around all 5G towers in your area, as well as around your smart meter, if you have them for your home, and all your Wi-Fi equipment, your router, your computer, your TV, your iPad, your cell phones, landline phones, all forms of technology. Okay, we're going to breathe in now the power to completely relax the mind and the brain. Coming into present moment, I am here, I am now, and I am. Body is breathing. I am the soul in observation of all that is. As you completely disengage from the collective astral plane, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, all COVID fears of any level and all harmful effects from past and or present chemtrails, HARP, DARPA, secret projects, covert projects. All right, we're going to call in DETA 10, DETA 10 code name, to help release any earthbound attaching entities for self, for your family, for those that you love. We're going to call in A10, the A team, A10, H10, and BTX10. For toxic release from the body, especially from the liver and the colon, and somewhat from the kidneys and the lymphatics. All right, call in your Council of Light, call in your soul group, your guardian angel. We're going to call in another level of the Great Central Sun, Alpha and Omega. We're going to call in Metatron, Sanat Kumara, and Babaji. The Kriya Yoga Deathless Avatar Babaji, Sanat Kumara from Venus, and Metatron's Cube. Actually, feel and imagine as you invoke Metatron's Cube, that cube, that sacred geometry, flower of life, the five platonic solids, and power of the circle and the figure eight flows, that is your divine shield against all negative technology, the collective astral plane, and any off-world and all off-world malevolent forces that are being projected onto the earth. And also from the underworld, in some traditions, the underworld, the collective unconscious. Now, feel Metatron's cubed, serving as a protective buffer against all levels of overwhelm and, shall we say, static electrical frequencies seen and unseen. Completely relax your brain, relaxing all of the fascia, the connective tissues that hold emotional states in the body, your fascia, your connective tissue. Allow the fascia to begin to release held in emotions, not only yours, but from others, since day one. Letting go of the problems that your parents faced, experienced, the challenges that your parents experienced and maybe never communicated to you about, their fears, their phobias, their pain. Let it go. You can let go of the belief that you need to take on other people's pain in order to heal them. Or that you need to feel vibrations in order to know. You can replace that with knowing. Intuitive, innate knowing without having to experience vibrationally, emotionally, kinesthetically those vibrations and frequencies. While maintaining the observer state, the voyager state. Open up the mental body. Symbolically, open up the windows in your mental body to let the sunlight and fresh air in, as all of that clutter just simply moves out of the mental body through the open window or windows back to the universe. Letting go of the clutter in the mind. Letting go of the need to know logically. All right, you're going to call in your higher self. Now begin to integrate into a deeper level within your body. Let's open up the emotional body now. You can let go of the suffering. You can let go of the pain of the world, the pain of your parents, your kids, your ancestors, your close friends, your coworkers, your boss. And now release the confusion from my emotional body. I let go of the distress, the anxiety, the worry, all the tension, the emotional tension. Open up the window in your emotional body. Let the fresh air in. Let the sunlight in. And allow all that congestion to leave through the open windows. I release all the unexpressed collective, planetary, and personal anger, rage, and resentment. A feeling trapped on this earth, a feeling confined to a physical body, a feeling helpless and limited to initiate change in the world. Letting go of the doubt of your future. And letting go from your field at large, who can I trust? Can I trust the government? Can I trust what others are saying? Can I trust what I hear in the news or I read in magazines? Or what other people are telling me. Releasing the collective anger of humanity. All of the pent-up emotions of lifetimes of feeling enslaved, imprisoned, not acknowledged, abused, terrified. fear of stepping out for fear of being either killed or ridiculed for standing up for your truth. Now, as you are ready, you can begin to disengage from the victim archetype. That's a morphogenic field of all souls and beings that have felt and believed that they have been either a victim or victimized beyond their control. Not being able to have a say in things, not being heard. In release from your field in general and the brain, the belief that you can be hurt or punished. And that you have no control over the health of your body. Okay, let's bring awareness up the spine, up into the third eye, through the heart chakra, through the throat, up into the third eye. Feel a resonance, a frequency resonance with the essential vibration of the central sun. And feel as if, and envision as if your pineal gland is a very sensitive cluster of little tiny crystals that act as receivers and transmitters for the light. And that you are repositioning the pineal gland to stand upright, to stand in its own power, its own glory. And bringing awareness to the very center of the brain, into your crystal palace. And going to ignite instinctively, intuitively, innately the brain's ability during sleep and dream time to release the DMT, to release the endorphins, the serotonins, the melatonins, all of the hormones necessary for deep REM sleep and vivid, lucid, out-of-body dreaming and soul travel beyond the astral plane. Recalibrating the body's natural sleep cycle. In alignment with divine feminine frequencies. Allow the body to completely relax, fingers, toes, all facial muscles, shoulders, neck, calves, forearms. And realign the body to the new earth. Now we're going to bring in, very naturally, into your awareness, your divine blueprint for your new earth manifestation. According to your soul blueprint, your divine purpose, your life path, and begin to feel that igniting within Metatron's cube. Knowing that you are the master of your destiny, that you are the master of all energetics that you experience, that you can command the forces of nature, the elementals, that you are the Aikido master of energy and vibration. And that you move and have your being in the divine flow of life. Now, call forth the presence of Babaji as if you and Babaji are meditating together between the seventh and ninth dimensional realms of understanding. You and Babaji are one in vibration. And simply being in the still moment of all that you are. Okay, we're going to shift for a moment and now tune into Sanat Kumara. Tuning into that Venusian high vibration, our sister planet, and merging with Sanat's vibration, opening up to clarity for your life path, your next move, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. feeling that sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensional flows. Now, gently tune in to the presence of Metatron and Metatron's cube. Allowing the power of Metatron's cube to influence the health, the vibrations of your physical body, especially your thyroid, your immune system, your digestive system, your liver, your kidneys, adrenal glands, your spleen, your solar plexus, your lungs. And your reproductive organs. Allow all the cells in your body to receive more divine light. Feeling as if all the cells, subatomic particles, protons, electrons, and neutrons are raising their vibratory frequency. Cellular resurrection. Allowing your nervous system and endocrine system to adapt. Allowing your spine to adapt. Now breathe in the power of the Holy Spirit into your spine, that divine invisible Shakti. Feeling the Holy Spirit moving deep inside your spinal column. It's waking up your cerebral spinal fluid. It is waking up the vertebrae, the bones in your spine. Now, reground with the heart of New Earth into your sacred spot within the New Earth. Now you're going to set a timer for this activation. You can make it as many days into your future, according to your intuition. So this activation will run as you set the timer. And on that day of completion, it will recycle to the next level and begin to activate according to your ability to receive. Now, as we completely disengage from this world and from the collective astral plane and the astral plane of the planet, moving awareness deep into the heart of God, and together we ask for divine intervention for the world condition, and especially divine intervention for all of the children and also for our pets. We ask that the truth be revealed now, that the divine plan be revealed to all of humanity. And that all souls come into their incarnation fully. Free from all levels of distraction. We ask for divine guidance. We ask for the veil to be released from all those that are ready to completely awaken. That all those that are ready to be released from the old matrix of pain and suffering, the wheel of reincarnation, birth and death, now, let us choose to be a pure and perfect and clear channel for the divine light to now channel into the grid system of the earth, into and through all pyramidal structures, power points, sacred spots, gateways, portals. Allow the light to be channeled through you to all places, situations, and circumstances that are open and ready to receive this light, to receive the blessings. Envision the atmospheres of the earth filled with this divine light. That the earth's chakra system be filled completely with this divine light. And we also ask collectively for the gentle passage of all those that are choosing to leave their incarnation now. A smooth and exquisite passage into the light. Let the light fill up your body, your mind, your consciousness. And see the light going out into your world, into your relationships, your job, your future job, your future relocation, your future projects. Into your business plan. And into your relationship with yourself. Fill your home with the light. Fill the land under your home with the light. And give your body permission to do a very deep cleansing that is gentle, that is natural and loving. As well as a mental purification and emotional purification. Breathing into the light as the light. With the light. And coming back to your body, more awake, more alert, fully present. You want to give yourself some moments to integrate. Remember to drink lots of water. And always make sure that you're grounded and focused while driving, surrounded by the pillars of light. Practice Metatron's cube as your divine buffer, your divine shield. Choosing to be free of all thoughts that are not of the oneness. Take a deep breath of the light. Feel your spine. Feel the bottoms of your feet. Feel the palms of your hands, tip of your nose, the space above your head. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Knowing that the changes can occur naturally and effortlessly. With love and grace. That the universe has your back. Whenever in doubt, go meditate in nature. Teach the kids to meditate in nature in quietude, communing with the trees and the butterflies and the birds and the wind. And we ask Prime Creator for blessings to all those that are experiencing perceived hardships. And may the truth be revealed. In this now moment, so it is.